It's Friday, the 6th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibian Stock Exchange recorded its lowest year-to-date trading volume since 2012 with a 4.2 billion Namibia dollar exchanged across both local and dual-listed equities during the first 8 months of 2024, according to data from Ceres Capital. This marks a significant slowdown in market activity, placing this year among the slowest trading years in the NSX's 29-year history. We spoke to Namibian Stock Exchange CEO Tian Bazir, who says his first priority to boost trade volumes is to encourage more local companies to list on the exchange.
We don't have enough local Namibian companies listed, so there isn't a lot of options for pension funds to trade between the different listed companies. So first priority is to get more local companies to come and list to create that diversification, but there's also a potential regulatory change that should allow for greater diversification in these international instruments as well. So we have ETFs that give you exposure to gold and other precious metals. We have ETNs that give you exposure to more international instruments such as Alphabet, Facebook. There's a lot of good products that are coming through, but we're not seeing the trading volumes because the pension funds are somewhat hamstrung in terms of what they can do.
The Southern African Development Community health ministers have met online to review the Mpox status and plan a joint regional response. The meeting focused on improving disease tracking, detecting cases across borders, and strengthening prevention to stop the spread of Mpox. Here is Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Kalumbi Shangula, with an update.
We note that two member states of the SADC region have reported cases of Mpox. The main point is that the recent upsurge in the number of cases of Mpox on the African continent is a matter of concern, and member states must be prepared to prevent and to detect and to manage the outbreak successfully so that it does not spread to new other countries or new regions. So that was the main issues discussed.
South Africa's acting minister in the presidency, Maropane Ramakgopa, says the country is making progress in addressing grey listing concerns with the Financial Action Task Force. Briefing the media on the outcomes of a cabinet meeting, Ramakgopa said 15 to 20 technical compliance requirements are now fully met, but 14 effectiveness and deficiencies will only be resolved by February next year.
Cabinet takes note of the complexities of nature of issues to be addressed, but remains committed to ensuring that efforts are heightened to address the remaining actions. South Africa's efforts are yielding better outcomes compared to the world development countries like the United States of America, which is still heading behind our country, South Africa.
Then at least 17 learners have died in a fire at Hillside Indarasha Primary in Nyeri County, Central Kenya, on Thursday night. According to the BBC, more than a dozen others are hospitalized with severe burns, and the death toll is expected to rise. The cause of the fire is still unknown. President William Ruto has described the incident as horrific and devastating and has ordered an investigation. And unchecked climate change, wildfires, and air pollution continue to have a spiraling negative impact on health, ecosystems, and agriculture, with millions of deaths attributed to dirty air. The UN World Meteorological Organization said on Thursday, scientific officer at WMO, Lorenzo Labrador, warned that global food security is under threat from air pollution.
Many of these particulate matter pollution that affects crop yields are due to man-made practices, which include land use practices such as tillage and harvesting, also application of fertilizers and stubble burning at the end of the season, of the growing seasons.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.